This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora, welcome to House Guest, where we chat with the awesome people and groups making a difference in our community, all from our non-profit home base at Dunedin Community House.
And this morning we shine the spotlight on Dunedin Rotary, and joining me for a conversation this morning, Ron McIntosh. Ron, kia ora, nice to have you with us. Thanks for coming in.
No, thank you for asking me, Jeff. I appreciate it very much.
How long does your connection with Rotary go back?
I started in Rotary 25 years ago.
Right.
But I'm a beginner in that respect. We've got members who have been there 49, 50 years. Dunedin Rotary, which was called Dunedin Rotary Club, actually chartered in April 1923 with 56 members, all men. It was very much the men's club in those days. And it was the fourth club in New Zealand to charter, so it was pretty, full on from that time. There's over 36,000 clubs worldwide.
Goodness.
In Rotary. It started off in America, in Chicago, with Paul Harris in 1906. And he came to Chicago and didn't know anybody. And he thought it'd be a good way of getting to know people. So he called a few people he knew through business in Chicago. And they got together and set up Rotary. And in a way to raise funds for the community, to get together, have functions, have meetings, and just to keep in touch with what was happening within Chicago. And then it's just grown hugely from there.
And we've seen so many community-based projects supported by Rotary organisations all over the world in that time. Even in the time that you've been connected with Rotary, you would have been involved in multiple campaigns.
Absolutely. And some of the major ones we've been involved in initially was Orokanui. We did the lower and the top tracks at Orokanui, did a lot of work there. I was reasonably involved in that. We're in the present moment of doing a lot of work at Rotary Park, and that's an ongoing project. They started doing that about 25 years ago, doing up the frontage and doing some of the grounds, but it's carried on as a long-term project. And while Rotary School's not there anymore, the public are loving it.
Mm.
I, to be fair, have not been to many of those. But it's very well supported by members. In fact, we've got a working bee on Saturday at Rotary Park. So it's an ongoing project, and it's a very, very good project.
The nature of Rotary membership over all of that time has no doubt changed quite significantly, as have people's working lives and so forth. How does membership occur these days?
Absolutely. I mean, years ago, it was all men. Dunedin Rotary invited women to join, very, very good of them, in 1990. There was a number of members left because they were inviting women. And there was one member, Ross Brown, who'd voted against women joining. And he was good enough to stand up and say, look, I was wrong. This is the best thing that's ever happened to this club. And the first woman to join Dunedin Rotary was June Mills.
Ah.
Of course, with the Cancer Society.
Yes.
And in fact, June Mills was the first woman president. So it says a lot about Dunedin Rotary that we're moving with the times. So they should. So another project that was absolutely huge was the development of the cycleway and the fitness area down at Ravensbourne. That was a huge project. That was started from scratch by Rotary. They organised all the equipment, the weightlifting and everything else. They put in the barbecues, put in the planting. And that was one I was involved in to an extent. I'm not very good at digging and shoveling and stuff. I keep away from that. But I do like to get involved in projects.
Well, you have a collective base of skills, I guess, just like any organisation, and you draw on people's skills.
That's right. Another one we've been heavily involved in is Polio Plus, and that's trying to eradicate polio throughout the world. Now, it sounds like a massive venture, but in fact, there's $1.5 billion have been raised for Polio Plus. And in fact, with Rotary and with Bill Gates and Melinda Gates worldwide, polio has virtually been eradicated. Mm. There's only two countries in the last couple of years, Pakistan and Afghanistan, that have incidences of polio. Unfortunately, maybe Auckland is going to have a few.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. But that's been a huge, huge national, international project. And what happens is for every dollar that Rotary contributes worldwide, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates contribute to another two. So it's quite a major fundraising, and it's great that he does that. I mean, he's got lots of dosh. He's done quite well.
So, Ron, all sorts of motivations, I guess, for joining a Rotary Club. Obviously, there are those who look at it as a great way of focusing their effort on what they can give back to the community.
Absolutely.
But obviously, there are connections that you make. There are friendships that form through these connections as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we've been involved in Relay for Life since the very beginning. June Mills rang me and said, do you want to come on the committee for Relay for Life? And I basically said, well, what's Relay for Life? I had no idea. So I came on the committee, and I was on that committee for the first 7 or 8 Relay for Lives, just using my business contacts. And that's been huge. I mean, we've raised an awful lot of money for the Cancer Society through Relay for Life. And that continues. We used to go and cook breakfast at 6 o'clock in the morning for Relay for Life and serve breakfast. And that was great. So those are things I've really enjoyed. We did an incognito auction, charity auction, where the paintings were put up and there was no names on them. And people had to stand there and put their hand against the one they wanted. They didn't know who had painted it. And Jonathan Usher was the MC for that night. And that was fantastic. And we raised, I think we raised about $12,000 for that and gave that to different charities.
And Ron, in today's environment, that kind of way of supporting charities is becoming increasingly important.
Absolutely. You take the likes of the Cancer Society and the hospice. We've been involved in projects for them. Crippled Children's Society. You know, nationally, or so within the group, Rotary organ $350,000 from selling the Carisbrook chairs and the tables and all the Carisbrook equipment when it was closed down. We actually took the seats, and all the clubs were involved in this part of the South Island, and they made them into chopping boards, wooden chopping boards, and they actually raised $300,000 and bought a neonatal incubator for the hospital. So there's lots of big projects, but there's also lots of small projects. You know, we do a wine auction. We have a wine tour, a walking wine tour in Cromwell every year. That's brilliant. We've supported Women's Refuge, Men's Refuge. We do supermarket collections where we go to the supermarket and we hand people a flyer and say, please donate something on the way out. So they buy the groceries, come back out and put something in a trolley. You know, you can end up with 14 trolleys from one supermarket. It's amazing. And what surprises me is it's not the people who are well-dressed and look really well-to-do. It's people who aren't well-to-do who come up and put 2 or 3 cans of beans in your trolley or a packet of biscuits. And it astonishes me the amount of people that get behind that. So we do that probably 3 or 4 times a year. And it's very, very successful. I think it was Jonathan Usher that came up with that concept. So we've got a lot of really well-known members. We've got Jonathan Usher, we've got Brian Daniels, we've got Malcolm Dixon, who used to own Beggs Music. We've got Carmen Houlihan, who's a counsellor. So we've got people from all walks of life. I'm not involved in business anymore, but I still drive for Go Bus, special needs kids. And even then, you're still meeting people through your contacts.
Give us an idea, Ron, of what the week-to-week life is like for the club.
Okay. Well, first of all, our motto is service above self. I think that's what it's all about. We turn up on we use a thing called Club Runner, where we know who's speaking, who's on the committee list, etc. And that comes out every week, and a bulletin. And the bulletin is brilliant. It really is. So we say we don't even have to say we're going to be there. We just turn up. And we're on the 6th floor of this building, the community house. We now are bringing our own food in because there's no kitchen here that we can use. We used to use Petridish. Petridish was a really good venue in Stafford Street, but they're doing a lot of renovations, so we've moved from there. So turn up at 12 o'clock. We always have a guest speaker. Or if we don't have a guest speaker, we have a fellowship meeting where we just sit around and chat to each other, which is very, very influential. Often we have a who am I, so a Rotary member will stand up and talk about themselves and their life. And that's really good because a lot of times you don't know your members. You don't have a chance to meet them. So, you know, the president opens the meeting. We have a sergeant session where people are fined for things they've done throughout the week.
How many fines have you received, Ron?
A few.
Be honest.
A few. And that money goes to a sunshine fund. Then we have a Joker jackpot where, you know, people pick the Joker and half the money goes to the club and half the money goes to a charity. So that's ongoing every single week. And we have a speaker and we have a myriad of speakers. We had Carmen Houlihan on Thursday from the council. We've got quite a number of the councillors coming along, but they're not talking politics. They're talking about what they've done in the community, which is important. You know, we've had John Haddo, who's a surgeon at Dunedin Hospital. He's from Glasgow. We've had Anna Grimaldi, who's a gold medalist, Paralympic Games, Ginny Green from the hospice. We've had Rob Patton from the university talking about what's happening in America, and that was very, very interesting. We've had Phil Kerr talking about what's happening with the Polytechnic. That was 3 or 4 years ago, and what he's basically said is what's happened, you know. So we got a myriad of speakers. We've got three generations in Rotary at the moment. We had Pierce Wellington, who set up Preens, Mark Wellington, and Rick Wellington. So there's a whole generation of people coming through Rotary, which is great.
And Ron, it does seem that if that was your primary social outing, let's say, of the week, there'll be, that's pretty rich. There's a lot of opportunities to make connections.
Absolutely. You make connections with speakers. I'm in Probus, so I pinch some of the speakers from Rotary for Probus, as you do. I'm in the St. Andrews Committee, and you use your contacts for that. You know, we do lots of things. I say the wine auction. I looked at what we did, and quite frankly, it's mind-boggling. I'll just tell you briefly what we have done in the past. We've made funds for the Plunkett Society, Outward Bound, Meals and Wheels, Milk in Schools, Mobile Blood Transfusion Service, National Women's Hospital, Cripples Children's Society, Child Health Research Foundation, Trees for Families, Kidney Foundation, Starship, we support Starship, Ronald McDonald House, Defensive Driving Courses, I didn't go in that one, Probus, Rotary set up Probus, Caritani Hospital, Tuberculosis Association, the Kidney Hospital, Cancer Society. And a lot of those places do not get government funding.
Yeah.
You know, the hospice gets no funding. It makes me really annoyed, actually. They get no funding for care. They get funding for research, but not for care. So we've been heavily involved with the Cancer Society, with Daffodil selling. Les Cleveland, who you may know, is a wonderful singer and a wonderful Rotarian. And he used to plant daffodils on his property. And we would plant them, and then we would pick them, and we'd sell them at different supermarkets. Well, we could raise something like $12,000 out of that and have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
Les Cleveland died, unfortunately, so that's been hard now to get involved in, but he used to give us wood that we could sell. So a whole load of things we've done. We've done citrus drives, wood drives. We've put LED lights into people's homes, disadvantaged families. Circus Quirkus is another one I'm heavily involved in, which basically is a circus, an international circus that goes around every year. And there's this company that sells tickets to businesses to support disadvantaged children, and they come to the circus, and it's absolutely brilliant. You know, we can get 400 people coming to the circus, and it's very, very good circus. It's an international circus.
Ron, typically how many members might you get turn up to a meeting?
Well, it's changed so much. I mean, when Rotary first started with 56, we had 170 members in 1980. Mm. We're down to about 60. We get probably between 20 and 30 that will come to a lunch meeting.
Yeah.
When we do projects, you tend to get the same people coming along, and I'm a bit guilty of that. I don't go to as many projects as I should, but I do go to the projects that I'm passionate about, like the Cancer Society, like Food Share, all that sort of stuff.
And there's room for that, isn't there?
Absolutely.
I mean, that keeps you on board, the things that you're really interested in and driven by.
And absolutely. You know, like the West Harbour Cycle Trail, I mean, that was a huge, huge project. I mean, some of the members who put hours and hours and hours into that for no payment, it's all voluntary. All the money was fundraised. And it's just a brilliant project.
As you head toward the springtime, out of winter,
yeah,
what's ahead for the club in terms of its focus, do you think, Ron?
Well, obviously, Rotary Park, that's a fairly major one. We do planting of trees for babies, where people can buy a tree and then donate it for somebody who's lost a life. Relay for Life, obviously. If you've never taken part in a Relay for Life, it is just amazing to celebrate people who have either passed from cancer or are survived cancer or struggling with cancer. It's the most amazing thing to be involved in. So I was involved in that from the very beginning with June Mills. And I'm very proud to have been part of that. And Rotary puts a team in most years. That's just amazing. Blood pressure checks, we've done that at supermarkets and saved people's lives. Mm. People who don't realise they get high blood pressure. And we'd go on a Saturday morning to Pack and Save and do it. And they'd be scared. They'd be scared because the blood pressure was so high. Mm. And in fact, in some cases, they've had to phone the ambulance to take them to hospital. Mm. So all those things we get involved in. Ride the Trains Worldwide was done for Polio Plus. So we did Ride the Buses. So we turned up with T-shirts, with Stop Polio, Ride the Bus, and asked people for a donation. And that was really, really good fun. We did that over a week. We did that with both Go Bus and Riches. So we got both companies working together, which is very unrare, very unusual.
Ron, clearly there's heaps going on and projects that's still for Rotary to get involved in.
Massive.
Ron, if anyone's interested in finding out more about Dunedin Rotary, wants to have a conversation about membership, what should they do?
Absolutely. Well, there's a website, dunedinrotary.org.nz. I'm happy to take phone calls. I don't care about that. 027-333-665 or email me, which is goingforward832@gmail.com. Or just come along to a meeting and see what it's about. Well, I must stress there are another six clubs in Dunedin, so it's not just ours.
Yeah.
And they all meet at different times, which is good. You could actually go to everyone if you want.
Oh, there you go. Why not? You could have a very full life. And it sounds like that Rotarians here in the city already do. Thanks so much for shedding some light on that for us.
Not at all. For
coming and joining us here on House Guest today. And it's great to know that Dunedin Rotary can make use of the larger meeting room here at Dunedin Community House on the sixth floor.
That's excellent.
Yeah, if you want to check it out, come and have a look around. That's a good idea, eh, Ron? Mm. There's several meeting rooms here for big and small. So if you've got a group that wants to meet weekly, monthly, whatever it might be, there's something here for you. Thanks for joining us, Ron. We'll look forward to further conversations with you down the track.
My pleasure, Jeff. Thank you very much for inviting
me. Dunedin
you.
Community House is a shared home for non-profits in the heart of Dunedin at 43 Princes Street, just off the Octagon. Are you interested in delivering for your community and need a desk, an office, storage or meeting space? Get in touch with us at Dunedin Community House on 03 471 6150. Email info@dch.org.nz or visit dch.org.nz for more information. We'd love you to join our community.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.